T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know, I was just in Washington, D.C. last week. That was cool. I went through the Holocaust Museum with my son. At the end of it, I made a couple of interesting observations. The Holocaust Museum, a lot of what is in it is based on a lie. They say that the point of it is to make sure it never happens again, but then they ensure that it does by lying. So I asked a question. How many people, after going through the museum, it's very disturbing, and you walk out of there, there's a pall over you. How many people did the Nazis kill? He said, well, 6 million Jews, and then there's 3 million more. So I said, nope, wrong. How many people did the Nazis kill? Well, it could be higher than 10. Nope, wrong. How many people did the Nazis kill? The correct answer is zero. The Nazis killed zeros. Zero people. What? Are you a Holocaust denier? No. No, I'm into real history. Reason it's a trick question is there were no Nazis. If you had gone up to the members of the National Socialist German Workers' Party, you know, the guys with that swastika on their arms and their uniforms, the lightning signal, and you had said, are you a Nazi in German? They would have looked at you like you were nuts. They wouldn't have known what you were talking about. What? They called themselves the NSDAP. So if you'd said to them in German, are you a member of the NSDAP? They said, you would say, yes, I am. Where did the term Nazi come from? New York Times. Washington Post. See, they had a problem because they're socialists. And they didn't want anyone to know that the 6 to 10 million people murdered by the National Socialist German Workers' Party were actually murdered by socialists. They had a problem. So they had to fix it. So they started calling them Nazis. And it worked. It worked like a charm. So you walk through the Holocaust Museum, which itself is dedicated to a lie. A pretty big one, actually. That lie is that the people who did this were called Nazis. And the left has been genius throughout all of time in changing their names. So you could never catch on that they're all the same people. The biggest lie in the Holocaust Museum, and there are so many, is that they refer to the Nazis as a right-wing nationalist party. They were nationalists, but they were not right-wing. They were socialists. That's a left-wing party. Go ahead and try to book a booth to speak at CPAC. At CPAC, the national big national conservative conference as a socialist party. You will not get one. We reject socialists. It's what we fight. But right there in the Holocaust Museum, it says that they were a right-wing, but they were not. Only once anywhere in the Holocaust Museum, in a single paragraph, okay, they do use the acronym twice, could I find even a mention of who did this killing. The paragraph reads like this. In the 1920s, Hitler's National Socialist German Workers' Party, known as the NSDAP, was widely discounted as a radical group. It describes them as a right-wing nationalist party. The socialists murdered all those people. They'll do it again. They just change their name and do it again. It's what they do. It's who they are. Never changes. And one of the things they are brilliant at is blaming the other side, those who opposed them and wanted freedom for their crimes. They are very good at it. And they're doing it again. They're doing it right now, actually. It's been repeated over and over and over by the American media, once again lying, that the new Italian prime minister is a fascist. And Italy hasn't seen a rise of fascism since Benito Mussolini. He killed a lot of people. About 2,000 went around killing his political opponents. This is reported. Go get Google. It's all over Google. Yeah, that's it. First rise of fascism, right-wing party since Benito Mussolini. Okay. How do they get to that lie? Well, nationalism is right-wing, so he is right-wing. Well, Chinese are nationalists. You think they're right-wing? No. Cubans are nationalists. Think they're right-wing. They're not. Being nationalist is something throughout history, you know, loving your nation, being proud of your nation, or being forced to be proud of your nation, as in the case of the USSR, they were very nationalist. Still are today, the Russians are. Is that right-wing? No. But the left has done the most brilliant hose job on this. So they are painting Giorgia Meloni as a fascist. And reporting with a straight face. Why is this the first rise of fascism? She says, wait, we haven't seen this. This is Benito Mussolini, the dictator. Oh. What was he, right-wing or fascist? Okay, well, let's go on Google. Let's look at this. What was Mussolini's political philosophy? Anybody know? Socialism. Oh, there we go again. So a lot of a socialist with a long trail of bodies behind him. We have socialists running our country right now. We hope to clear them out in the midterms. Benito Mussolini was a socialist. To win election, he adopted fascist policy. What is fascism? Well, let's look that up on Google. Let's use Google's definition of fascism. It's socialism with a capitalist veneer. It's basically where you're a socialist country, but you allow all of your friends and associates, think Hunter Biden, 10% for the big guy, to get rich while ruling everybody else's slaves. So the media is lying to you. They're telling you that she is a fascist. How do we know she's fascist? Well, she's right wing. They're always fascist. No, they're not. Socialists are fascist. And CNN's followers lap it up, and they want them to run around in terror that this could happen here. But the only thing that the new prime minister of Italy has advocated for is freedom. That's what scares them the most. But I wanted you to hear this. I wanted you to hear how fake our media is and how much they lie and how good the left is at hiding who they are by changing their name. After, you know, each time they take over a country and destroy it. Sometimes it's citizens, too. This is Matteo Renzi. He is a left-winger, hardcore left-winger, leader on and off of the challenging left-wing party there. He just got his rump kicked by the right-wingers, Giorgia Meloni, the new Italian prime minister, who I'm incredibly excited about because she won heavily in left-wing areas. This is why the elites were terrified. And so he goes on CNN. And so they naturally ask him, hey, you're seeing the rise of fascism again right there in Italy. Look, it's like Benito Mussolini. And democracy's in danger. He's a left-winger. He starts his statement off by saying, we grew up together in politics. We have opposed each other. I do not agree with her, he says, and I am going to fight everything she's doing. Naturally, he's a leftist. But then he says, this idea that this is fascism, which has been repeated on the loop by the Washington Post, the New York Times, the American media, he said, that is fake news. Democracy is not in danger. This is not fascism. Because they remember what Mussolini was like, and it was terrible. And he's a left-winger. And I want to do this so you can understand how the American media lies. This is the same left-wing American media that covered up for the Nazis and still did today, that does not want you to know that the Nazis, if asked if they were Nazis, would have been like, what? Who? No, we're not Nazis. We're NSDAP. Who's that? The National Socialist German Workers Party. They should have added, and mass murderers. They're socialists. That's why we should fear socialism today, but they don't want you to know that. Here's here's Matteo Renzi, left winger, head of the opposition party, defending Giorgia Meloni, saying there, fascism is not back in Italy. That is fake news.
She's my rival. We will continue to fight each other. But the ideas are now there is a risk of fascism in Italy is absolutely a fake news. Huh. She won election, particularly because populism a lot of times won in Italy.
It's fake news. Populism's popular. We lost. I'm going to continue to oppose her, he says. I don't agree with her, but there's no fascism. Okay, why is the American media doing this? You have to understand. You have to understand what half this country has been put through by them. And your left, our left-wing friends on the other side, the plurality, about 42 to 46% of this country, is living in psychological terror. They think they lived through a coup by Vladimir Putin. They think Vladimir Putin installed his puppet, Trump, and that they nearly lost their democracy that they never had because this is a republic. By the way, they think they live in a democracy. Now they think they are seeing the rise of Benito Mussolini-style fascism around the world. They are in terror, okay? So if you flip on one of their stations, I mean, it's now two, three, four times a week you see leadership of the Democrat Party telling them to pick up a gun and go kill people. That might sound a little kooky, but when you understand what they think they've been through for the last 4 years, I mean, they are battle scarred, man. They think they're fighting fascism. Well, there is a left winger on CNN telling you, no, I oppose her. I'm going to try to beat her. She's not a fascist. Democracy's not in danger in Italy. What are you even talking about? You're nuts. This is fake news. I just want you to understand. I'm going to work on my trolls. I do that every day. How they lie to you, to manipulate you and turn you against your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, your friends, to tear the country apart with lies. That's what they're good at.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
New analysis showing the Fed's war on inflation could cost the economy at least 1 million jobs. There it is on your screen. But Brian, isn't that what the Fed wants? Don't they want lower employment in order to lower inflation? That's why they're doing this?
Here's what's going on. The Fed messed this up royally, and now they've got to move fast. And when you move fast, you break things. That's why you don't let inflation get out of control, because if you do, then you start talking about these big rate hikes. They know they've got to raise rates. They don't know how much damage it's going to cause. They're having to admit now that it's going to cause damage, but they don't know. They don't know the future. Yes, this could be a million jobs. This could be multiple times that, depending on how the markets react and businesses react.
Told you. But then so did Jerome Powell. I actually listened to what the guy says, in particular the things the media is ignoring, because I know that's the truth. What did Jerome Powell, head of the Fed, tell us months ago? I brought it to you. I've been telling you ever since. Because of the printing we had done, well, he didn't say that part. The American economy, as you've known it your entire life, was gone. It's over. It's not coming back. Okay, wow, that had me straight up in my chair. I did several podcasts on it. Wow, that is a, wow, we've never heard that from a Fed chairman before. Everybody was ignoring it, so that's how you knew it was true. And then he said, yeah, I'm going to have to cause pain. I'm going to have to lower your wages, and you're going to have to lose your job. Everybody ignored it and said, no, a recession. We're not in a recession. It'd have to take something pretty historic, wouldn't it, to notch that kind of economic disaster. I mean, we haven't seen before. And ever since then, I've been collecting stats we've never seen before. Like the lowest, the highest ever single quarter destruction of American wealth, American household wealth, a staggering $6 trillion in the second quarter. Never seen that before. But you're supposed to believe we're not in a recession. Folks, you got to listen to Battleground podcast from yesterday. It's fairly short. And I talked about how we are in a place now. Could you have imagined 10 years ago, just the psychology of this, forget the economics of it, the psychology of this, that you could, that a party, the Democrat Party, could simply deny the existence of a recession, could simply say, no, 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 we're not in a recession, and make it so? Could deny reality at that level? But we are, they are right now. It is the strangest thing I've ever seen. And that is exactly what Giorgia Meloni was talking about, the new prime minister. You got to listen to yesterday's Battleground podcast. It was epic. But do you know what she said? She said a time is coming. She talked about the fake and how the price of personhood today, of not being canceled, of being allowed to operate in the world, is the great pretend. Is to pretend everything, like to pretend we're not in a recession, and how they've actually trotted out CEOs to stipulate that we're not in a recession. They beclown themselves on national news. This is where we are because the Democrat Party has such capture of these institutions. And she said a time is coming when we will have to draw swords to prove that leaves are green and 2 + 2 = 4. Dang, she nailed it. That's the time we live in. That's it. And, you know, this job, I used to be a conservative talk show host is what I used to do. I used to come in here every day and I had a pretty defined job. The media would lie about or leave out any talking point that proved that less government, more freedom was a good thing for economies and societies. They'd just leave it out. They'd lie about it. They'd skew it. They'd use fake polls and fake surveys and fake studies. So all I had to do is come back in and spend 4 hours a day putting the rest of it together. That's not my job anymore. I don't do that anymore. I used to do that. And they would lie about issues. Well, socializing healthcare will lead to greater advances and more healthcare for everyone. No, lie. It used to be on issues and they always lied about it, but that's not what we're doing anymore. They're creating entire new fake realities. And we got half this country thinks they narrowly survived a coup by Vladimir Putin in which he stole an election from Hillary, installed his hand-picked puppet, and ruled them in a fascist style. They think that happened. I mean, do you know how traumatizing that is? They are spinning entire fake realities like we're not in a recession. Do you realize when the news of the recession broke, 64% of Americans believe we were in a recession? Do you realize that? And do you realize that within a few weeks, as the talking points circulated, it fell to just 38% of Democrats believe we were in a recession? Do you know how delusional that is? How sick that is? A society can't fight anything if they don't live in reality. That's what she was saying. That's why they're so afraid of her. And she's right. We are living in a time when it will take swords to defend the idea that 2 + 2 = 4 and leaves are green and not some other color. And that's where we are. That's where we are. We're also looking at a Category 4 hurricane. Maybe could spin into a Cat 5 bearing down. Texter writes, this is cool. I got to try this at the break. Hey, Tara, if you step outside right now and look to the south, that long line of clouds that has a curve across the sky is the northernmost band of clouds of Hurricane Ian. Cool. I'm going to go check that out. I got to get out to compass on my phone, though. I'm not sure what direction that is, but I'll figure it out. Hey, you know what's interesting? And nobody said what this means yet, so I don't know. But I'm just looking at the maps on the TV. If you look at the path, the projected path of the hurricane right now, and these things can shift as it makes landfall, it goes straight up Florida and straight through Colombia. Again, I lived through Hurricane Hugo in Charlotte, which is way inland, as you know. So, and I don't know what that means, but I think it's just interesting that that path, I mean, and they've got it right there, Colombia, straight through the center of Colombia. So let's see what, if anything, that adds up to.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Joe Biden's administration just engaged in a terror attack against a nuclear-armed country over a country, Ukraine, we have no strategic interest in. Sure looks like they did. Now, the talking points from the deep state, some of which you'll hear reported on our news, repeated on our news, is that Russia blew up its own pipeline. Uh-huh. Yeah. Sure it did. Let's review. Here's Joe Biden in February of 22, so earlier this year, after greenlighting the invasion of Ukraine, because they badly wanted it. They needed it, actually, because they were going to jack your energy prices through the roof and deliberately cause inflation across the U.S. economy. And they needed a scapegoat because they wouldn't survive such a thing. Otherwise, they needed Putin to do it. So remember, Joe Biden greenlighted and very much wanted this Ukraine invasion. We covered that extensively in the Battleground podcast and I did on the show. And I explained to you how he did it. Even going to Congress, Joe Biden's only been to Congress to lobby 2 times in person, and one of them was for the Democrats to flip their votes and vote against sanctions on the Nord pipeline if Putin invaded. He did that in December. Then you remember Joe Biden saying, well, you know, if they invade, it's not a big invasion. I'd be fine with that. I'd be okay. He greenlighted it. Why? The Democrats need Putin desperately as cover. Twice now, Ukraine and Russia have tried to come together to end the war. In one of the cases, Boris Johnson, head of the UK, where they also need Putin to cover up the disaster they've made with their energy policies, intervened to stop the end of the war. And we continue to provoke them. With the CIA, the State Department announcing, hey, yeah, we've attacked all these Russian positions. We've attacked Russian warships. We've done it. Why would you tell them that? Because you want a war. Because you want a war. You want the powers that that kind of war would give you. That is why you attack a nuclear-armed country, probably our foremost enemy in terms of war on the planet. Because you want to reenact COVID. You want to cause a situation that will give you those kinds of powers. That's what they're doing. Here's Joe Biden in February talking about, after greenlighting the invasion that he very much wanted, what he would do if they invaded. This is after they had already invaded. He flipped the script after that and hoped nobody would remember how he greenlighted the invasion.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again. Then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
Victoria Nuland, the architect of the United States CIA coup that John Brennan has done interviews about. He was head of the CIA under Obama and very openly talked about how they ran the coup and trained the neo-Nazi battalions who did it. They overthrew a duly elected leader of Ukraine who was pro-Russian, chased him out of town and tried to assassinate him as he left in what they thought was his car. That was a decoy. He survived and fled to Russia. This is how we started the Ukraine war, by attacking a nuclear-armed country. We've been at it ever since. Putin's a pretty smart guy, though, and he knows what we're doing. So he's resisted this and remained peaceful for a very long time as we turned Ukraine into our own personal battleground. Now, with the midterms approaching, we're upping the ante. Here's Victoria Nuland, the architect of the coup that we ran to install the neo-Nazis into power in Ukraine at the end of Obama's regime. And what is she saying now?
With regard to Nord Stream 2, I want to be clear with you today. If Russia invades Ukraine, one way or another, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward.
Uh-huh. By the way, the Polish thanked us for the attack on the Nord. They know who did it. Now let's look at what's going on here, right? What happened last week? Did you notice what happened with Russia last week? Russia made the strongest, most stringent threat, nuclear threat it has ever made toward the United States, including during the Cold War. Weird timing, right? It's almost as if they knew we were up to something. Promising to retaliate. What would make them think we were going to do something they'd have to retaliate? We have no dang business in Ukraine. We should have never overthrown the government to begin with, which is what started all this. It's our war. It's a currency war is what it is. We want everyone on the digital dollar, and we want to rule them with an iron fist. Russia and China and India, Brazil and Australia have said, no, we don't like that. So we chose Ukraine as the location for the war. We're not good people. They're not either. And now they're angling for nuclear war. It is incredibly irresponsible. And it's weird because all of a sudden Congress is pushing a $67 billion bill through that'll deal with the fallout of nuclear release, potential nuclear war. It's weird. Why would Congress be doing that?
If they did this, this will
Tucker Carlson last night.
If they did this, this will be one of the craziest, most destructive things any American administration has ever done. And no one in Congress is trying to stop any of it. They're just preparing for the inevitable fallout. Tonight, the Senate just advanced a spending bill with $35 million for the Department of Energy to, quote, prepare for and respond to potential nuclear and radiological incidents in Ukraine.
Weird.
What? The spending bill also brings the total U.S. expenditure on Ukraine, the war, but also funding its government and energy for Ukraine, to $67 billion on the eve of what could be a massive economic disruption here to our economy. $67 billion. How much is that? Well, it's more than Russia's entire military budget last year. And Congress is expected to fully pass the bill later this week with Republicans nodding along like the zombies they are.
We have no strategic interest in Ukraine, but we are determined to get into a war with Russia. I mean, they are hell-bent on it. What does Tucker think a Russian reaction might look like? See, now we're getting to, do you remember when Russia first invaded Ukraine and a weird thing happened? I told you to watch it. I did several podcasts on it. Watch this. The FBI freakishly began saying, and Fox News and all the news stations began repeating like zombies, as if fact that Russia was going to attack our infrastructure, either our grid or the internet, and take it down. This was not put out as a hypothesis or a maybe or, hey, this is something they could do to us. It was reported as fact that it was coming. I warned you about it. Weird, huh? Weird. That's exactly what Russia could do right now to retaliate. Or it's what we could do right now. Blame on Russia. It all works out great going into the midterms. If that's the way you play. Look, I'm not forecasting any of this. I have no idea what will happen, which is unusual for me. But they're setting something up. Folks, if they wanted to retaliate by hitting the Nord for the Ukraine invasion, which is an idiotic thing to do, unless you just want to start a nuclear war or a war with Russia, why wouldn't you do it, like, in March? May? Why wait till now? What's going on right now? Midterms?
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, well, it's all coming to an end. Amy Klobuchar is out there. We're going to get into this. It's hilarious. Suggesting, she's a Democrat presidential candidate, that if you just vote for Democrats, we won't have hurricanes anymore. Moron doesn't realize there were hurricanes before there were Democrats or Republicans or anybody like that. And there will be long after. They are no longer Republicans or Democrats. But as it is, Ian has reached 155-mile-an-hour winds. Whoa. Nearly a Cat 5. They are locked into the press conference with Ron DeSantis on this in Florida. What is interesting, and I don't know what it means, if you look at the track the IO is supposed to take, it comes, arcs straight up, and these things change, but arcs straight up over Florida through Columbia, South Carolina. So that is, it is a on a bullseye track for Columbia, South Carolina right now. And that may not mean anything, but those of us who grew up in Charlotte during Hurricane Hugo know what that was like. That being that far inland did not necessarily mean you escaped the ravages of the hurricane. So we will keep an eye on it as Ian nears Category 5 strength. And the Democrats promise it wouldn't be happening if you just voted for them. They're going to spend the hurricanes away. It's going to be fabulous. Hey, speaking of going away, we're looking at a Hollywood ending here, as in the ending of Hollywood. Seriously, these numbers are un-freaking-leavable. September box office numbers plunged, and I mean bigly. The only times lower than what they just did in September were when the theaters were legit closed. Like, totally closed for that month in 2020. Like, completely shut down, okay? The only other, so that was the only time lower. The only other week that matched, you want to know when that was? 9/11. Everybody, do you remember how afraid we were? We thought, like, wow, we were afraid to go anywhere because there was not only the terror attack, but remember there was all kinds of, like, anthrax being sent and biological agents. I mean, everybody's afraid. We were afraid to go out. People were, like, locked in their houses for a while. Yeah, that. Except those things weren't going on. You know, I think it's going on, folks. People are broke because of Bidenflation, and they're just tired of the woke. They're just over it. So, I mean, we could be watching. I mean, it is legitimate to debate whether we are watching the end of Hollywood. And they don't make anything worth a darn again. And you know what's amazing? They got nothing new, right? Because all these woke writers suck. The best writers can't get a job. You got to be woke. But not necessarily good. And they're writing all this stuff. They're terrible. They re-released Avatar, okay? Now 14 years old. That didn't even work. Nobody's like, people are like, forget it. I don't care about Avatar. I'm too broke from Bidenflation. Besides, I'm tired of the woke. I'm tired of Hollywood. I'm tired of being preached at and hated on. It's going to be interesting to see if this continues.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.